Weiter sagt der Mishnah, Masechtes Rosh Hashanah, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Ches. Our Tanna is going to teach us now that we are never Mechalel Yomtev in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Even if the Chilul would only be Midrabanan, and for sure when it's an Isser Min HaTorah. For example, sagt der Mishnah, Shofar Shel Rosh Hashanah, Shofar of Rosh Hashanah, Ein Mavirin Olav HaSatchum. Let's say you didn't make an Eruvei Techumen. In order to be able to walk past your tchum, in order either to get a shofar to go and hear the tkiyos, or let's say I want to bring a shofar to a certain place. Now, as we have learned many times, there's something called the tchum Shabbos, which means that a person can only walk 2,000 amos from his home base, or if he's in a city, from the edge of the city, in each direction. There's a way of making an Eruvei Techumen, you can move your base to the center, but he didn't make an Eruvei Techumen, or it's out of the range of an Eruvei Techumen. In order for him to get the shofar or hear the tkiyos or to bring a shofar, he would have to go past the tchum. Well, you can't. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, the ein mefakchin olav, and you can't go like digging in and removing stones, as a gal from a pile of stones, let's say a wall caved in or something, and it fell down on the shofar. It's the only shofar. Could I start removing all the stones to get my shofar? No. Even though it may only be an issur d'rabbanan, an issur of muktzah, but you're still not allowed to do it. Or, another example is, loy oilun be'ilun, if the shofar's on a tree, you can't go up on Yom Tov to take it. Again, it's only an issur d'rabbanan to go up a tree. Chazal made a gzeir, you may come to break off some branches, but you still can't do it. For that matter, loy roich v'nal gabi behema. I said a person was sick and he can't go on his own power, he can't walk to hear tkiyas shofar, or he wants to get there quickly, you can't ride in a behema. And once again, the issur of riding a behemah is only midrabbanan, as exer you may break off a branch to guide the behemah. Weiter says the Mishnah, v'loy shatin al pnei hamayim. Let's say the shofar is on the other side of the river, and you have to swim to get there. Or you drop the shofar into the water. You can't swim to bring it. Even though swimming is only an issur midrabbanan, as exer you may come to make a raft, you still can't do it. Now what if you have to cut the shofar like down to size? Fix it, cut it in such a way you should be able to blow from it. Can't do it on Yom Tov. Ve'ein chayt chenaisi. Can't cut it. Bein bedavashu mishum shvus. Whether by doing it, it would only be an issur d'rabbanan. Let's say I did it with a knife, as opposed to the regular kind of saw or cutting material that's used to cut a shofar. So it's a malacha with a shinui. It's not the normal way of cutting it. Ubein bedavashu mishum laisase. Whether I'm going to use it with a regular keli, whether it would mamish be an issur d'raisa to do it, type of sickle or a type of saw that's used for this. You can't do it. Now, this Tana works with a loizu afsu. Some Mishnayos work that way. Not only a small chiddush, but even a bigger chiddush. Not only can't you be over nisa d'rabbanan, but you can't even be over nisa d'araisa. What is the iser d'araisa of making a keli? There's an iser of maka bepatish, which, if you may remember, is the last of the lama tes malachas. Okay, so maka bepatish is finishing off the malacha. For sure, you understand, you can't cut it off the head of the behemah on Yom Tov. That would be a different malacha. That would be the malacha of Geizes. However, Zakta the Mishnah Vayta, there are certain things you can do to fix a shofar where there's no Isser at all, and you could do it on Yom Tov. Avol Bat continues the Mishnah. Imratz, if he wants to, litain litoichei mayim, to put water inside, a yayin or water yit, and you can put it in. Sometimes by putting in some water or wine, or even vinegar, it helps the coil of the shofar, even though you're really fixing the shofar this way, but it's mutter, because that's not called fixing the shofar, that's called like washing it. That's mutter even with the rabbana. It's not called an uvda d'chayil, because the din is you can wash kalim on Yom Tov. Now, can I blow shofar if I was already yotze the mitzvah? So the Mishnah tells us an interesting thing. Even though a gadol is not allowed to stam blow shofar after he was yotze the mitzvah, unless he's blowing it to be moisi someone else, but let's say everybody was yotze already, anyone that he knows. You can't stand blow shofar on Yom Tov. It's considered over to the chayil. Despite that, ein ma'akvin, we don't hold back as a tenaikis, the children of the sky from blowing. Normally, if a cotton's about to do something which you can't do on Shabbos, you have to stop him. Whether it's the father who has to stop him, or Bezin has to stop him, we won't get into it now, but akulpanim, we don't let children be mechal Shabbos or Yom Tov. But over here, there's no shayla at all. Let the child blow all day if he wants to, because this is considered part of the mitzvah of chinuch. We want children to learn how to blow. They should be able to blow when they get bigger. Avol misaskeni mo'an ad sheyilmedu. Normally the word avol means but. Here it doesn't mean but. Here it means be'emes, like the Shvatim who said, Avol Hashemim Anachnu, or like we say in Vidui, Avol Anachnu V'aviseinu Chetanu. In other words, what we're saying is, not only don't we stop them, but Adarabba, Mesaskinim on Matshayilmadu. We work with them until they learn how to do it. And finally, the last halacha in the Mishnah, V'hamesasek, one who's just working with the Shofar, not L'shem Mitzvah, but somehow the koil of the Shofar came out, and it's a kashrut kiyah. Now we'll see exactly what he did. But Lamaisa lo yotze. He's not yotze. V'hashomeya min hamesasek. And one who hears this kiyah, lo yotze is not yotze. Now remember we learned earlier there's a machloikis whether mitzvah is tzricha is kavana or not. You should know that's not even the issue over here. If he intended to blow the shofar, let's say just for music, and it came out of kashrut kiyah, so then you can bring in the shaila whether mitzvah is tzricha is kavana. Here we're talking about a misasek. He wasn't even trying to blow the shofar. Let's say there was some dust over there, so he just said, ooh, let me blow this away, let me blow this fly away. And he blew and out came a kiyah. Over here, l'kuli alma, he's not yetz. There are some shitas that hold that even someone who's blowing l'shem music, that's also called a misasek, but we won't get into that now. L'maisa, one way or another, neither the blower or one who hears some of misasek is yetz. The person who hears it, says, what do you mean? I had a mind to be Yaitzah Shofar, and I heard a good kiyah. It doesn't help. It's not a good kiyah if the person that's blowing didn't have in mind to blow. Okay, so in our Mishnah we learned that a Shofar Shel Rosh Hashanah is something you have to prepare from before Yom Tov. Because on Yom Tov you can't go past the Tchum to get it or to hear Shofar. Can't move away stones to get to it. Can't go up a tree for a Shofar or ride in a behemoth or swim. You can't cut it into shapes you can blow with it, even if you're doing it not in the normal way, so it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan, and for sure, to cut it in the normal way, which would be an Issa D'Raitza. You could do certain things, like put in some water or wine that makes it blow better. That's called rinsing it, so to speak. It's not called fixing it. We said we don't stop children from blowing Shofar. As a matter of fact, we kind of work with them. We want them to learn how to blow it. And in the last halacha, we learned that if someone is a mesasek, he didn't have in mind to blow, but a koil came out, he or someone listening to this would not be yotz. Now, I just want to point out that if someone has certain chumrais, or let's say he wants to hear the 100 koilais, it's inyan to hear meya koilais, even though he was already yotz his chayv, he's allowed to blow in Rosh Hashanah. As long as he's being oisik le tzairich mitzvah, or for that matter, if he's blowing for others, even if he's blowing for women. Didn't we say before, women aren't mechuyiv in kiyah shofar? They're not mechuyiv, but they have a mitzvah they hear. So that's good enough for the man to be able to blow. You can also blow for a katan, that is a giyah l'chinach. And the person that's blowing for others can do so even though he was already yoytz of a mitzvah. By the way, a shofar on Shabbos is mukza, unless it's letzarech gufay or mekayim. That means you want to use the shofar for something else. You want to use the shofar to keep your gemara open, technically, or you need the place where the shofar is. Like any other keli shemalachti lis, or this type of muksa would be mutter. Okay, one more thing. If a child blows with the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, we don't stop it. Adrav, very good, learn how to blow. What about if it's Shabbos? So the Batanura says, even on Shabbos. The Rishonim explain, we're talking about Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. Stam is the Shabbos before Pesach. If your child is blowing shofar, then you're supposed to stop it. Now, some paiskim hold, the Mata Ephraim and Simon Tavkov Tzadik Vav, that this heter, not to stop children from blowing shofar on Shabbos, was only said during the time that there was kiyas shofar on Shabbos. That's when there was a Sanhedrin. Now, once in Bezin they blew shofar, so we let a child blow even shaloi bebezin. But Bezman has said that there's no such a thing as blowing shofar on Shabbos anywhere, so on Shabbos taka we will not let our children blow shofar. You can sing zmirais, but no shofar on Shabbos, even Shabbos Rosh Hashanah.